now. Good.
Okay.
Good, yeah. Where are my phones? Uh-huh. Where am I? Deploy. Where deployed? Oh, yeah. Can you take these out for a second? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Still. I like these jeans.
Really great.
Do you? Really?
Yeah. Especially with red wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Thank you, baby. You're kind
of... normal guy.
Normal guy?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Cool style.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Like, very savage.
Nice. Okay.
I love
my other stuff. Okay. Yes, sir. Bubba. Merci beaucoup. Oh, my cigarette. Oh, yeah, my jacket. I need that mask.
Okay.
And my cigarette lows.
What are you using now?
Later, like a small one. We have a regular. Oh, I think I have one in the bag, actually.
So?
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. No. Wait. This one scares me. No. That's not good.
Okay.
You gotta put that somewhere else. 1, 2, 3.
Bon courage.
Do I give you back all the little stuff, all the other stuff? The bagarinos?
Mm.
Okay. Do that back?
Okay.
Yeah.
Attends, 2 secondes.
Okay. C'est bon?
Mm.
Oui? Yeah. Okay, still do.
Oh, no, c'est bien.
C'est bien?
Oui.
Okay.
C'est beautiful.
Oh, that's a beautiful view. I'm gonna picture you and your beauty. Okay, stand still. Maybe we can meet you if you come downstairs now. Why don't you go by the building? Come on, get over here. No, in front of the building. Just get in the, just get your fast in front of the building, please. Why are you doing that with your top? Don't do that, no. This is not France in 1992. Full shoulders up. That's better. That's what I'm talking about. What? I'm telling him to come down and meet me. So he's supposed to come down and meet me. They have to sneak me in, remember?
It's very good, but you know, this is me.
He's heading down now. Okay. So I'll say Marie wants me. Yes, I do. I'm saying you just want to briefly meet him and say hi.
Tiens.
Okay.
Tiens.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
I wanted to put something on this guy. This car is
a mess. I'm going to tell him we're outside in the parking lot. He said it's cool to meet him, you can meet him. We're starting outside in the parking lot. Drop off area.
Yeah, sure.
Drop off area. Red Mini, you can use it. Yeah?
Sure.
Where is it?
So.
Okay. Oh, where's that? I'm wearing. Oh, thank you. Perfect.
Good idea, baby.
Sure?
That's a good one. I like the colors. Nice.
You're sweating too much.
I am so hot. What will it be? Aircon inside.
No, it's cooler because it's like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah?
Look. Like super elegant.
Well, you look super cool. You look super stylish. Super fucking cool.
I need to exercise.
Do this thing. Not as bad as me. Here, do you want one of these or do you have another one? Yes. Good. Well done. Perfect. Good, good, good. That's what I'm talking about. Smart. See, you're getting smart and smarter. Yeah. I'm bring myself with a pipe that
like,
you can't use.
You have a burn on your arm.
Yeah. Is it your husband? Is it your husband? Is it your boyfriend?
Like, oh,
is it your controlling boyfriend?
They looked at me, they were like...
Who? What were they saying?
Like, you have a burn, I did not know what to do.
Well, what did they...
Is it like, no, I was cooking and...
They mean anything by it?
No, they just looked at me, they did not believe it.
Oh, okay. My hair.
I don't have a garden.
Fix it.
But this thing.
It's okay, don't worry about it. But this makes sure my hair doesn't look stupid. You look normal?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay?
You need some sun.
Oh, I know. I need some sunglasses.
Oh my god, yeah.
Maybe we can do that today. Oh, can you make appointments at the Apple store for us? So when, after your thing, we can go directly to the Apple store and get our new phones so we're not being hacked by everybody. Yes, you do, because you're hacked by everybody. Okay.
No, but in the ear.
Oh, yeah? Did you get them?
I don't. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
No, but they're in there.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I know,
okay,
it's annoying, but...
Not helpful.
Yeah, but that's distracting.
It's really loud. It's really, really super loud, dude. I'm sorry. You just can't blow my ears like that. All right, so what are the plans today? Today's plans. Okay, you're gonna do this, see how long it goes. You might pick me up, you might not. If so, I'll take an Uber and then go to. Oh shit. Oh no, I left it inside. Yeah, I need my keys. Oh, there's a Fanta, the pineapple Fanta?
Yeah.
Ah, wonderful, thank you. Perfect. Oh no. One, two, three. I got it.
Do you have to go?
Yeah, well, he's gonna come. Well, say hi. I told him Red Mini can't miss us.
Can I just?
Yeah, just leave it here. Yeah. Put on the hazards. Put the hazards on. Nice. And lock it. Yeah. Mystery. Hello, Mister. There are four lights.
Yeah, we're stuck in here.
Yeah, running. Going right now. What about this back? See the back ring? See how it sticks out?
I have a key.
No.
I
know. You can fix that.
I've
been 5 minutes. No, you did great. You did great. Oh, here you go. Hello. Hey.
Hey,
it's Daniel. David. David Coe. Val, nice to meet you. Cheers. This is Murray
Hyde. Sorry? Bowen.
Sorry?
Bowen.
Oh, Bowen. Right. Like the plane.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Bowen, nice to meet you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, a petit peu.
Ah, remember we spoke the other night?
Yeah.
Ça va?
She's the worst driver, man. She almost killed me like 5 times getting here. She's French and a woman. Okay. She's got 2 cliches against her: French and woman.
Well, the chauffeur should go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy. À bientôt.
Oh, careful. I'm gonna shake up my pants.
Nice to meet you.
Hey guys, thanks. How's it going? Good. Boeing, is that your name? Is that?
Yeah.
Like the. Oh, where's my mask? Oh yeah. Like the company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your parents...
Nothing with traffic come down?
Oh my god, there was some, but not for L.A.
Okay.
Really weird. So easy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a part of our everything lightened up a little bit.
Sorry I'm late, though.
No problem.
It's like L.A., you're from here, is no? You're not from here.
No, not me. Not from here. We're going to get you a visitor guide.
Is there a visitor?
Come on in, sir. Do you have an ID or a driver's license on you?
I have a photo of it.
I need a physical ID, unless you guys are okay with that.
This is actually my fault because I lost my driver's license 2 years ago. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
It's in a book on my bookshelf. Is what it is.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You guys are okay with that?
Yeah. Okay, just go ahead and place all your items here in the bin for me.
Okay.
Okay, now I do want to let you know you are entering a federal facility, okay? We are conducting the inspection. Sir, 1 second, okay? Listen to me.
Sorry.
You're not done with this inspection, okay?
Okay.
We are inspecting for weapons and explosives. You have nothing like that on you?
No, I don't.
Can still carry any tools, knife, pepper spray, nothing like that?
Nothing
else. Let's do your belt off.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm going to have you take off your coat.
Sure. No problem. You guys, what are you doing?
Do you have any electronics? Put them separately, okay?
No, they're all in.
Okay, put them separately, boss. Separately from your bag.
Okay.
You can put them right here with your jacket. Put your jacket right here. Put your electronics right there, okay?
I leave them in the bag, or you want to take them out of the bag?
Take them out of the bag.
I brought some stuff. You said they don't bring anything, but I thought you might. But you're just being polite, so I brought looking for stuff for you.
Okay. And nothing else on you?
Nope.
Okay. Just go ahead and...
Oh, wait. On me, yes.
Yeah, everything out of your pockets, okay? So you have nothing with your name on it?
I do.
Okay.
But I'll show it to you on my phone. I mean, I have my wallet full of cards.
Okay. Just hang on to it for now, okay? That's fine. Leave close. Stand right over there, okay? Give me 1 second. Go ahead and walk through, sir.
Sure.
Straight through, okay?
Okay.
There we go. Okay. You said you have a picture of your ID or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. Okay. Let me give you
just my reception. I want to see that because they can make you a badge.
Of course. Where's my phone?
You guys know who's in? Okay. Give it to the receptionist. I mean, they're going to want your information, okay?
What are the rules with masks?
Keep them.
All times?
Yep.
Okay.
Ma'am, thank you for following me.
Sir? It's new, huh? Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah. And there's a guy selling coffee over here, too. Right? Yeah, okay. Is there still coffee inside, though?
No. Oh, do you need coffee?
I'd love some coffee inside, yeah. But I don't have to go through all this again, do I?
No.
Okay. Okay. Coming? Do you guys want anything?
Oh, I'm good.
You sure? No? Okay. Coffee. Yeah, sorry. This is
the name on your bag? I like that.
Yeah, it's a gift from Marie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's smart. She's
I'm
deep.
Sorry.
She's very jealous. She really wanted me to come and hang out with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
She's so mad at me.
You're
going to
have to go.
She's like, but I speak 8 languages. You know? 8.
Oh, which languages?
Oh, English.
All of them.
I know, right? English, Swiss, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, and I think she, Chinese?
Yeah, I apologize.
Japanese?
I think because of like
Chinese.
The
Chinese.
Pandemic stuff. Usually there's
something
people coffee, but
there's. Oh, really? In the break room upstairs, 10th floor?
Yeah, there, you know what there is.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Cool.
Good morning,
gentlemen.
We have a visitor here, and he's from the FBI project. Thank you.
Cheers.
See my partner.
Thanks. You guys, want to do this again? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Is everyone like gone? It's really empty.
Yeah, so usually you'll see a ton of people here because of their game practice.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I guess it's either by appointment or
I remember this 10th floor. I handed my stuff to go to another elevator.
So, exactly. Yeah. Same thing. But, and then what we just handled over there used to be handled on the 10th floor. Yeah.
So that girl is no longer working there? The 10th floor lady?
Oh, it always changes.
She's so nice. Super nice.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Still not. Are you guys, so some of you are special agents?
Yep.
And you are DC3?
I'm not in LA, so I'm not part of their hierarchy.
No, it's the general hierarchy. In New York, it's everything but Russia.
DC3. Yeah. So Houston doesn't organize the same way. So so different field office
do things differently. Oh, I see. Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, yeah, you remember that?
I do. Oh, but it's my natural that it's supposed to. Oh, all right.
It's all good.
Thanks.
Okay.
Did you get a chance to, there are four lights. Clever. I liked it.
I didn't know if you'd get the reference.
Oh, I got it.
It's what it is. As opposed to making a random number.
Yeah, that's
one,
good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever.
I'm surprised you spelled out four, though.
The number four was taken, I think.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it is what it is, right?
It's good. Well, you read Winston. It's from Winston, and he's being tortured.
Right.
4, it says, and it's a 4 plus 4, or 2 plus 2 is 4, right?
So no, it's the one where there are 5 lights. He makes cards say that there are 4. Four lights, but he makes them say that there are 5.
I know, but it's taken from 1984?
Okay. Yes, you're right. Right, that's the reference. Yeah.
Right.
Probably grab all our stuff.
Okay.
Is there another room?
Yeah.
I think I remember a bigger. No, I went to the other side of the building.
Okay.
Sorry, just trying to remember my. Oh, so they don't seem too good. Hang out in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Hello.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
Hello,
I know. It's a
virtual way, right?
Sure. Patty, you from Houston as well, or?
No.
L.A.?
From L.A.
Okay.
How do you like your coffee?
But lots of milk sugar.
Milk and sugar?
Yes, please. Can I take off my mask? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Be casual here? Okay.
I
just can't fog up my glasses.
Yeah.
Should do a defogger.
I know. I've got some people with a clay mask.
Oh, really?
Like a clear one?
Yeah, like a face shield.
Yeah. But now they're saying, like, oh, you need a mask and a face shield.
Right.
It's severe, really. You need both, huh?
That's some, I don't know. They're
over. Yeah,
that's a little. I can't wait for the vaccine to be here.
Believe it or not, Russia just said they had a vaccine yesterday.
Of course. Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that too, right? It's propaganda. It's the propaganda. Oh, sure.
I saw that here.
Thank you. With care. So I'm so excited to hear what this is about.
Yeah.
I don't think I can take it anymore. It's like so thrilling. I've got 4 guesses. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have to do? I don't think it has to do with
Becker's. I'm going to tell you. If that makes you feel any better.
No, that's not helpful. All right, let me see if I can read you based on my guesses. I don't think it's related to banking.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's related to hacking.
Okay.
And I think it has something to do with Emma.
Okay.
How am I? I'm close?
I couldn't read you that.
Well, no, you gave me a different one the first time. Your eyes went up to the right. Usually, eyes up to the right, you're creating something. Down to the left, accessing memory.
So everything I've read and studied about that is actually total bullshit.
It is bullshit. You got to know the person. It's true. You got to get a baseline with the person first. Whatever it is. There's no like global.
Because you think about it, if that was true, every poker tournament, you'd be able to find out immediately who's bluffing.
It's true. It's true.
Because detection of deception is incredibly difficult, unfortunately.
Well, do you think so? I think it's pretty easy.
This is what the research has shown.
If you know how you are deceptive, then you will know how everyone else is deceptive. Except for a certain type.
I would have to see.
You think so?
So there's different types of liars too, right? There's Machiavellian liars who will lie just to lie, right? They'll lie because that's just what they've done every single day of their life.
Trump.
Then on the other side of the world, there's what you can call the Catholic school boy or girl, right? Okay. They've grown up with a fear of lying, where anytime they lie, they're like, well, I just said that my name is Dave, but what if he thinks my name is whatever?
Shame associated with
so
guilt.
Those are, exactly. So those are two very distinctly different types of liars
who will
lie
guilt.
Very distinctly differently.
Sure.
So, like, for example, the Machiavellian liar is harder to detect on a lie detector.
Because it's constant lies, and there's no baseline.
And the opposite would be the, Catholic school boy, girl, is hard to detect because they're constantly triggering, they honestly think that they're lying about something, even when they're not.
What about the sort of desperate liars that are trying to stay alive?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. That's what I mean. So I've read a couple books on it. Yeah. We've taken a couple classes.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about your classes. Do they teach that? I'm sure they teach that at Quantico.
Yeah. That's the thing. There are techniques to see if someone is lying, and there are things that we'll do. And there's things that I do as part of my normal daily life.
Well, what I do is I ask you questions. I know you are, what's your name, what's your birthday, et cetera. I'll always know. And then I'll see how you react to the honest question. And then I'll ask you something I know you don't know, and I'll see how you react to that. And that's how I establish a baseline. That's my method, though.
That's a good technique. Yeah.
That's how I do. What about you?
You're a polygrapher, huh?
What's a polygraph? No, I'm not. I've never taken polygraphs. I would like to if you guys want to hook me up. It'd be fun. But no, I just, I like people. Well, actually, I hate people, but I like... I love and I hate people, but I like to study things. I don't know.
Very cool. Well, it's nice of Marie to bring it down here. Yeah. I guess, do you have to call me when you want to head back out or something?
I'm sorry?
Did you have to give her a call?
No, she's got work at 1, so she said she's going to go out and just to write this letter to the judge. Because we got screwed over by this fucking lawyer. This guy named Mike Kretzmer. Mm-hmm. He went so far as to, he emailed Jim and Tammy saying, I am Val's counsel. I am Val's attorney. He's not my attorney.
Interesting. Yeah, because I saw your text this morning.
I saw that.
He said he claimed to represent you, but obviously he's not. So.
Yeah, we had to fire him.
Yeah.
He was very condescending. And there's something really wrong with this DCFS in LA. I mean, it's like a mafia. They know each other, and they do whatever the other person says. It's very disturbing.
You want to mess it up however you want.
Thank
but
you so
here's
much.
The half and half.
Perfect. Thank you. Wonderful. All right. All right, Boeing, I tried to guess what this is all about. It says nothing to do with banking. Okay? And I think it has something to do with hacking. And her name is Emma.
Oh, I guess I don't have to be here anymore.
Am I right?
Well,
mine's gonna start
guess.
Are you kidding? No,
another
guess.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Who's the third guess?
I thought you said you had four.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there's a guess.
I definitely
see, it's a mask. It's a mask. It's the problem.
Cool. I guess so. What we're here for is mainly to see how we can help you, right? Because we need to find out. So you and I have talked. I've talked to Patty and Bowling about it lightly, but we should probably rehash a little bit about what what the situation is right now, how the hearing went, and everything else.
Sure.
Just make sure that we're all on the same page. Because like I told you, if we are going to be able to help, we have to know how we can help and how best to help you.
Okay.
That way, we can go forward. But at the same time, if you're going to help us, we also have to know, okay, well, is this going to be dependent on something else?
Right. Well, that's why. Why don't you just tell me first what you want, and then we'll go from there.
I mean, the thing is, like, I'm not going to tell you what exactly we want. I'm telling you that right now.
I've already told you. On the phone, I'm giving you my word. Because you, Tim and Jammy recommended you, I said I'll help you if you need my help, no matter what. Even if it's even if it's not anything related to help you helping me, I will help you the best of my ability, okay? Just because of Tim and Jammy, because their word is very, it carries a lot with me, it goes far with me. So I've already told you that, so I'll stick with that. You don't have to worry about anything too transactional with me right now, okay? If you guys are coming out here to help me, that's great.
Okay.
I'll tell you, what do you need to know? The whole story from the beginning?
Yeah, that's a good review.
Okay. So, God, I don't even know where to start then, the beginning. Okay, so you don't know my story, though. It doesn't really matter, does it?
It's all on the internet, but you can't even trust
it. You don't. Oh, please don't read David Ehrenreich's article. It's terrible. Okay, so Marie and I met because I thought she was a spy for my mom, and I thought she was spying on me. So I confronted her, and she was had a show in Australia selling a bunch of she does this huge thing, really cool stuff. She had a personal, like her first cool show in Adelaide, I think, or Sydney. I don't remember. So she knows my mother because my mother. When my father committed suicide, you know that story, right? So he killed himself, and my mother needed something to do after she robbed me and everyone else in the family of all our money. Went to back to art school in New York, and Marie was just about to leave her husband, and she went to art school in New York at the same time. So my mom's like 64, and Marie was like 34 at the same time, but they hit it off, became friends. You know, Marie actually stayed at my mom's house. She knows my sisters. She did, like, cocaine with my mother, which is weird. You can imagine the stories. It's very weird. Anyway, so, and not to incriminate.
It's a joke,
you guys.
Yeah, just
having coffee with friends.
Right, right. So, and then we hit it off, and she came back to L.A., and she lived in L.A., fortunately, and David needed somebody to, my mother's side was not talking. And at this point, I was still friends with David Ehrenreich. And he is someone in my mom's camp. And so I said, you know what? I think I got the perfect person. I'm gonna flip her. I'm gonna take her from my mom's side, bring her to our side. The good side of the force, right? And I did, you know. And I did. And she became a good source of the book. And she filled in David with all the blanks that he was missing. And we moved in together. You know, all my life I've been like a bachelor. You know, like kind of spoiled brat mostly too. My dad kind of financed my life, so I made music. I had 36 albums and a single. I had a lot of girlfriends. I fucked around. I went on tour. I had fun, you know. And that all went to zero. It all stopped immediately on January 26, 2014. And I learned a lot since then. A lot of things have changed for me. And I've never dated a girl with a kid. And I was like, you know what? I really love her, and I really like this kid. So why the fuck not? I mean, my father met my mom when I was a kid. You know, I was just Marlo's age too. And he's a good kid. And it's not that. I mean, it's hard to raise a kid, believe me. But it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. You know, especially when he's a good kid. You know, he's really happy. But you know, and most of that's really from me.
They say it's the hardest job you'll ever love.
That you'll ever love. Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I also have, like, I'm also not, I mean, I'm like the boyfriend, so I mean, I'm the father figure as well, but I guess I don't have the burden that Marie has. And that's, like, I could see her, she gets really upset over little things all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you getting so upset? She's like, fuck you. Yeah, but anyway, we everything was sort of going fine. I got a bit depressed when Peggy died. A very close friend of mine died January 1st. Now, no, it was 2019, yeah. But that's another story. It's a good story, but a long story. Neil Young, his wife, Peggy. Neil Young's a real dickhead. Real fucking asshole. When I was at the funeral, he stood up there on stage. It looked like he had won. Like Peggy had died, he got his daughter back, who was he was estranged from, and all the money that Peggy took in divorce. And he stood there, like, I won, got it all back. I had to leave early. I don't want to slap him in the fucking face. But I'm not a bound guy, so. The point of that story is because you need to know about Steve. So Steve Toltz, okay, he's an Australian, and he is a writer. He won like a second prize in a beauty contest, you know, like the runner-up for the Booker Prize, but not, he didn't win the Booker Prize. And he only did it because his father is a very well-placed guy in Sydney, and a very wealthy family of lawyers, and they did whatever they could. He's sort of like, I don't say this as a really angry boyfriend, he has kind of a limited capacity, he's running sort of like he's not the brightest guy in the room. But he can fool you into believing he is, you know, and I think he did that to Marie for a long time. And when she sort of caught on what was really happening, she left. But when I met her, he was still emailing her 20, 30 times a day, texting her, sorry, the equivalent, and she felt she had to respond. And I remember in the car in like 2018, I'm like, why are you responding to this? Why are you doing this? Why? Every time he has an issue, why do you have to say, oh, you're going to be fine? She's like, I don't know, I just feel guilty if I don't. I'm like, well, okay, you don't have to. And then she was like, you're right, I don't. And then she stopped. And that's when it all started. So he's the kind of guy, I was telling Kim, would rather burn the world down than to allow her to leave him. Okay? And I had never met these types of people before. This is new to me, right? Like, first of all, I'm dating a girl with a kid. And now there's a boyfriend like the kind you see in freaking television shows, you know? It's like, that it exists. I didn't know. I thought she was like, I thought Marie was over exaggerating. I'm like, come on, I can't really be that obsessive. She shows me the text. I'm like, wow. You know, you have to really be crazy. So again, the reason, what you don't know, is that in when they first met, he was sort of normal. She was waiting for him to leave, but he stayed and moved into her house. Then he got sick, an aneurysm in his back. It did something to the spinal nerve, an L4. I'm not a physician, so I don't know exactly, but it severed the nerve or it pinched the nerve. It did something where it was paralyzed. Neck down, fully paralyzed. Marie is such the type where she actually wrote a letter to Sarkozy saying, I need your help, he's an Australian, and he needs to pay for his medical bills. And Sarkozy fucking responded and said, okay. Yeah, that's Marie. She does this.
So Sarkozy actually paid for
his Sarkozy bills. Paid for his bills.
Probably start to write Sarkozy for help and financing.
Right? Yeah, what am I doing here when I can talk to Sarkozy? No. But what's really weird is that Steve's father could have paid for it, but they didn't, because they're that type of people. If they can get it for free, then they'll take it, right? It doesn't matter that they're taking someone else's scholarship, someone else's funds for their thing. They don't care. So Marie nursed him back to health after a couple of years, and he could walk around. Miracle, it was a 4% chance of walking, he walked. Oh, no, sorry, no, not 4% chance. That was having Marlowe's 4% chance. He had like a very low percent chance of walking, but he was up and walking. But he would forever have to wear a catheter. I think a colostomy bag, I'm not sure how long it lasted. But, of course, the guy, no heart on, cannot get it up, no sex. So Marie just was in her, she's very loyal. And she was 22 and she met him, very young and naive. So she said, well, what do I do? I guess I have to stick with this guy. You know, she did last as long as she could. And his mind and body deteriorated further and further. And then she just left. She couldn't take any money, she left. Now, between us, they separated in, I think, 2013. But for the lawyers, it's 2018. Just so you know. Because she's, you know, for the, you know, the, I don't know anything about divorce either, but the lawyer says, let's just say 2008. Okay, so I don't know. So when I met him for the first time, he seemed, I was like, oh, hello, my name's Val, I'm the guy that's fucking your wife. He's like, ah, ha, ha, very funny. It's a joke, and he laughed, and I think he took it well. And then he didn't. And when he didn't, yeah,
take a
chance. I did. Everyone else laughed, you know. But he became more obsessive. The texts increased tremendously. I mean, we're talking like 50 to 60 answering, what are you doing? I don't understand. And they're like really negative. It's all designed to make her hurt, feel like shit, feel guilty, you know, or feel sorry for him. Every single one is designed for that. I printed them all out. We gave them to the lawyer. It's just to read them. It's like weird. Just you guys. It's a fun read if you ever want to. If you're bored, but I'll send them to you if you want. But it's disturbing too because it's a sign of an obsession, and that's never going to end well. You know. So fast forward to a bunch of stuff on April 10th, before April 10th, COVID hit. And Marla had to be taught homeschooled now. So we had to log into the computer. And it was such a nightmare at first. It was such a nightmare. Oh, man, yeah. Trying to get him to do homework, and he's lying. Now he's lying all the time. And this kid, he never lied. He like was so honest and happy. You can put him anywhere, and he would start talking to everybody, and everyone would be entranced by his conversation. Yeah. He is a smart kid. Like, he's so smart. But now, he's lying. I'm like, why is he lying? Is he trying to hide something? He's depressed. Something's wrong. And I don't understand what it is. Marie doesn't either. But Marie always blames Steve. No matter what, it's always Steve. And I kind of learned that she's, almost always right, too. Because he comes, it's a 50-50 custody at this point. For a year, it was 50-50 custody. Before that, it was 80-20, Marie, okay? But for the last year, they tried 50-50. Steve says, I have him on a record saying I cannot take care of Marla for more than a week at a time. All he does is he sits in a little office and he writes books. He works for a screenwriting for some comedy TV show that's not very funny. Two police officers or detectives in a car the whole time. Security? Something security. I don't know. It's not that good. It's not that good. So that's why he's in the country. Now, Tim and Jamie, Marie wanted to divorce him. She's been wanting to for so long, but she can't because, sorry, I didn't drink the coffee. I'm talking to him. But because of the visa that she was on, she was tied to it. She could not work in America. And she was trying to do, she would still do some cash jobs or she could teach French or art to the mothers at they go to a school called Lila, which is a French. Mm-hmm. Like for French people. And there's something weird going on about that school too, you guys should be aware of. Something's off. What was I saying? Sorry, no, the Lila French school. And I brought up
80-20 to 50-50.
Yeah, the custody, that's right. Yeah. COVID, that's right. And Marie, now Marie works in rehab. She works at arts, which is another crazy thing about DCFS. She works in rehab, which is randomly drug tested every week, right? So, but I'll get to that. She teaches art therapy to all these drug addicts. She's able to work, and Marla's able to work, and everything's going fine. And then Steve one day comes over because we're a day late, or there was some misinterpretation or something happened. Someone didn't communicate with someone about Marla when he was supposed to be picked up. Steve knows to never come by our place, our loft. He knows to never come back. And we don't go to his place either. It's an unspoken rule. He comes over, and he's wearing a mask that was white, but he drew, he drew teeth. He's a 50-year-old man, okay? He drew teeth on the mask. He came over, and I have a security camera. So I have the whole thing on tape. It's wonderful to watch. It's just fucking hilarious. But he goes and comes over, and you see pedestrians stroll by, and they're just normal people. One can see someone going for a run, someone just walking a dog. But then you see a slow perambling, what the hell is this? And it's, of course, Steve. And I don't know if he's high. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this guy. But he makes it to the front door. He knocks. He rolls up just one sleeve. He's preparing for something, obviously. And, No, I don't. I only see this in retrospect. At the time, I'm upstairs having a joke and laughing with Marlo and Marie. Like we're like on the floor laughing about Weird Al Yankovic, because Yoda. You know the song Yoda? Y-O-D-A Yoda. It's great. Marlo just learned it, so he was laughing. And then the door is someone's knocking the door, and it's around 5 o'clock. I remember because that's when Steve is always on time, perfectly. And I was like, what the fuck? So I said, I'll go check. And I open the door and I see Steve. And Steve goes, Marlo, Marlo. He starts screaming for Marlo. Marie is so freaked out. She takes Marlo and she hides in the bathroom. Because it's the only door in the loft that has a lock. And it's like just the furthest from the front door, actually, too. And I was like, wow, like she was fucking scared. And I don't know why she's scared. He's just like a little sort of, you know, puny guy, can barely walk. So but he starts, he says, I'm here to pick up Marlo. And I said, no, you're not. You cannot be here. You know you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here? He said, you got to go. No, I'm picking up Marlo. It's 5 o'clock. I'm picking him. He's like, look, just let me put on some shoes and some socks and a jacket. And I wasn't fully dressed. It was like sweatpants and a shirt. Let me come outside and I'll talk to you about it. He said, well, there's not much to talk about, but okay. So he goes back. I close the door. And now what I learned later is when I closed the door, he whipped out his cell phone and he opened up an app and he starts flipping through porn. Normal, right? No, not very odd behavior. I was like, what the fuck? But it wasn't like porn. It was like dating site porn with the couples. It was fucking weird, right? To come over to the house, knock on the door, be angry at me, because he was kind of like, his voice was raised. I'm telling you like a really brief version. But then just like nonchalantly, like, it's very strange. I tell Marie, look, it's okay, I'm going to handle it. And Marlo says, you know what, my dad, he just needs to be reassured. Let me just go reassure him. And Marie's like, no reassuring. Just stay here with me in the bathtub. I'm like, you guys, it's going to be fine. I'm just going to talk to him and he'll leave. So I get dressed, I open the door, and the door opens up this way. And then as the door's open, he comes in, shoulder, right here, to break my grip on the door. But he's not that strong, so he doesn't break my grip. He just makes me upset. So I grab him and pull him out. And he doesn't quite hit the car. His first reaction is, oh, my back, right? Like a sort of like a childish thing, which is very strange for a 50-year-old man. And I said, oh, shut the fuck up, Steve. And now you can hear me, the profanity's out. I'm like, are you stupid? Are you that stupid? I mean, to fight, And I said, this is California. This is, good thing I'm not like a Californian because, they carry guns. Like, people can have guns. You can be shot for that, fucking moron. I said, are you threatening to shoot me? I said, no, I'm not threatening to shoot me. I don't even have a gun. Things like this. And then I said, look, this is on camera. Don't you realize you just lost. You just lost a divorce. You just lost everything. You fucked up, man. You gotta go now. He's like, I'm not leaving. So short version is, I throw him out to the sidewalk. I push him until he's in the, it's still private property, but I just sort of say, okay, now you're in the streets, you can leave this alone now. And I tell you, I will, and I made him a promise, I will bring Marlo out. You can say hello to Marlo, I will bring him out. And you have my word on that, but you have to be by your car. You cannot be on our property. And he agrees to it, goes to his car. I said, Marlo, please do me a favor, can you come out with me, but just don't let go of my hand. And Marlo says, okay. And he does not let go of my hand the whole time. Because I know he's going to try and steal him. And he tried twice the whole time. I recorded everything on my phone. It's all there. And the video camera. So when that incident occurred, Marie and I sat down and talked. And said, the deterioration has gone severe. This is a line he's crossed. And Marie's in the middle of the divorce. And to cross this line in the middle of the divorce is very stupid. Okay, so that means the brain has deteriorated further than we even imagined. So Marie is very concerned, and she's like, I'm not giving Marlo back to him. So she holds on to Marlo for the last 5 months. So we had Marlo, and we were like, it's fun to have now we're like a family for 5 months. It was kind of fun. And he was, we all got to know each other and Marlo. It's really fun. He's a good, it was nice.
How long have you been living
with Marlo? 2.5 years now. Yeah. But you see Marlo every other week.
Like 5 months.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot at first, but especially for me. But I got used to it. It wasn't so. I thought it was going to be worse than it was. But expect the worst.
It's a card game. It
could
go either way.
it's true. But and then we'd see Steve and him, the fear. See the fear and the lying, and we try to teach him to not lie. Like, he starts lying, like he talks. I said, Marlo, why are these lies? And we know where they come from, because Steve, this is how Steve talks. He lies constantly. It's always a lie. Something is always. And we felt like we made some progress. He was had more self-confidence. Like, he was afraid of dancing. An 8-year-old afraid of dancing because he's self-conscious is fucking silly. So we start dancing more to make him less self-conscious. And We get these kung fu outfits, so we pretend we're kung fu fighting, you know, the song Kung Fu Fighting. He loves it. So his confidence is back. He's happy. And he fucking said to me, 3 days before this all went to shit, he said, Val, I wish you were my father. He fucking said that to me. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart.